Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Sheldon Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N. Sheldon Friedman is a 73-year-old male who reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 2/22/21. But at that time, he was lifting a person in a wheelchair up some steps into their house in an underhanded fashion. But as a result, he believes he injured his right shoulder but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a tear in the rotator cuff that was repaired surgically. But he is no longer receiving any active treatment. But he did admit to previously undergoing surgery on this same shoulder before the incident in question. But he also underwent two left shoulder surgeries that he attributed to repetitive motion and his prior occupation. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph, as per the records provided, he underwent an MR arthrogram on 4/9/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Junkin, J-U-N-K-I-N, on 5/26/21. Period. He stated he was moving a patient in a wheelchair and felt a pulling sensation in his right shoulder. Period, he had pain in the shoulder since. Period, he had undergone right rotator cuff repair in 2004. Period, he had no therapy and the pain just continued and was laterally based around the shoulder and arm. Period, he had pain with any lifting or outward reaching. Period, he has a minimum of 10-pound weight restriction, which he has been able to maintain. Period. And underline the part about he had no therapy and pain just continued, etc. Those two sentences. He performed an exam and reviewed x-rays that showed two metallic implants in the proximal humerus, consistent with the rotator cuff repair. There was slight humeral head elevation, but no acute findings. But he also reviewed the MRI that showed diffuse post-surgical changes and thinning of the superior rotator cuff. But there may be an intra-substance tear, but no obvious full thickness or partial thickness tearing of the cuff. But there's some scatter from the metallic devices and some humeral head elevation. But there were no bony lesions. But Dr. Junkin diagnosed subacromial bursitis of the right shoulder joint, for which he ordered physical therapy and administered a corticosteroid injection under ultrasound guidance. Period. He followed up with Dr. Junkin but remained symptomatic. Period. In paragraph on 9/24/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Friedman followed up post-operatively in 9/29/21, requesting more pain medication. Period, he tolerated gentle passive motion in all planes. Period, Dr. Junkin referred him for therapy and prescribed Percocet and Celecoxib. Period, he was going to continue in the sling abduction pillow with no active motion of the shoulder. Period, he was going to begin a course of physical therapy as well. Period, his progress was monitored by Dr. Junkin through 3/2/22. Period, at that point, Mr. Friedman expressed how he was extremely happy and had returned to all activities. Period, he felt that he is as good as he is going to be. Period, in many ways, the shoulder feels better than it did before his injury. Period, both passive and active flexion and external rotation were full to 180 and 90 degrees, respectively. Period, abduction was also to 120 degrees bilaterally. Period, active internal rotation was to T4. Period, strength testing was 5/5, and all instability tests were negative. Period, special tests were also negative. Period, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement, requiring no further treatment, and was discharged from care. Period. New paragraph, physical exam, extremities upper, inspection revealed several healed surgical scars about the shoulders. Further, also healed linear open surgical scars about the left volar wrist and ulnar, and only consistent with nerve decompressions. Further, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Most of the left shoulder had some crepitus, but full range of motion. Period. Motion of the right shoulder had 160 degrees of abduction and flexion passively, and 150 degrees actively. Period. External rotation on the right was to 70 degrees. Period. Adduction as well as extension and internal rotation were full without discomfort. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L1 vertebral level on the right. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. Shoulder maneuvers here to positive Hawkins and aptly scratch tests on the right, which were negative on the left. Spine cervical. Active extension was to 25 degrees. Combat rotation bilaterally to 60 degrees, but flexion and bilateral side bending were full. Thoracic normal impressions. On 2/22/21, Samuel Friedman was pulling a patient in a wheelchair up some steps into their house, and it experienced a pulling sensation in his right shoulder. But this was superimposed upon a prior right shoulder rotator cuff tear and repair, after which he evidently remained symptomatic. Period. He had an MR arthrogram of the right shoulder and 4/9/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Junkin. Period. He noted the right rotator cuff repair was done in 2004. Period. He diagnosed subacromial bursitis of the right shoulder and performed a corticosteroid injection. Period. Physical therapy was also rendered. Period. On 9/24/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively after completing therapy through 3/2/22. Period. At that time, Mr. Friedman demonstrated full range of motion of the right shoulder with negative provocative maneuvers. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found him to have somewhat decreased range of motion in both abduction and flexion. Period. He also had subjectively positive responses to Hawkins and aptly scratch tests. Period. Strength was intact at 5/5. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder regardless of cause. Period. Of this assessment, 7.5% is attributable to the prior rotator cuff tear and repair that had ongoing residuals. Period. The balance is attributable to the incident in question. Period. End.